Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the return of a century overdue library book. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Librarians at a Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library branch got a surprise late last year. Someone returned a copy of an old Western novel. It was due nearly 100 years ago. Tana Weingartner from Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU in Cincinnati spoke with Christopher Smith, a genealogy and research services reference librarian, about the return.
So tell me about this book. What happened?
Well, it's interesting. Apparently, it was checked out from the Price Hill Branch Library, and it was due back the 23rd of November of 1926, because that's clearly stamped. And the title is Wild West by Bertrand W. Sinclair. It's quite a big deal at the time, very popular book. Westerns were all the rage. It was the books that would lead into the TV programs that were all the rage in the 1950s. Yeah, and then apparently someone passed away, and this book was found on a bookshelf in the person's home, and it was returned to the Westwood branch, so not that far from Price Hill. So the way I look at it is someone either loved this book, and I think they did, or they just forgot about it, but it was found on a shelf with other books. So I assume this person just loved the book and decided, nope, I'm going to keep that.
Does the library have records going back that far that you would be able to see who checked it out?
We do not. We, thank God, have the card in the book, the pocket with the card. That's there, so we can tell when it was checked out and when it was due. But sadly, we don't have records going back that far that I'm aware of. I've been here a while, and I've seen books come back that were due in the 80s and the 90s and even the 70s. But this is the first time I've come across a book that was almost a century overdue.
And what did you guys decide to do with this book?
It's still in decent shape because it sat there. You could tell it was read probably several times. The library did purchase another copy of the book about 2 or 3 years later, and we still had that on the shelf. And normally for a book this old that's fiction, we wouldn't necessarily keep a second copy. But in this case, I felt it deserved a place on the shelf. So I had it recataloged because it had fallen out of our system decades and decades ago. And so it's back on the shelf and can be checked out by someone.
At what point would the library have said, like, this book is, you know, lost, it's not coming back? How long would they have kind of held out?
Well, that's tough to say because I wasn't here in the 20s. So my guess is we would have let it go for probably up to 2 years. And at that point in time, we would have sent out someone searching for the book. Kind of like that Seinfeld episode from 30 years ago or so, where the library detective went out searching for books. And we actually did do that. I have no records to indicate that factually. But no, the library would have definitely gone after this person.
And I mean, I know you guys don't charge fines anymore, but did anybody calculate what the fine would have been?
Well, in the 20s, it was 2 cents a day. Forgive me, I didn't do the math on that. But they would not have stopped until the library just gave up on the book.
All right. Very good. Well, Christopher Smith with the Cincinnati Hamilton County Public Library, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
One quick update. Christopher Smith did do the math for us and calculates the fine would have been roughly $730 today. Meanwhile, the average cost of a hardback novel in 1926, he says, was $2.
That was WVXU's Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.